Hey, most of them.
Yeah. That's Usain from Ferndale.
Oh, because all your time.
Crazy. Oh, he's Wilmer from Wilmer.
He goes all the time.
Like crazy.
Crazy calling. That's from the street.
Who?
From what Peter lives in the street.
I can know him.
Oh, what's his name now? Yeah, I can't think of either.
And what team is
this? No, well, see.
Do you know what team this is?
These are all local people,
are they? Yeah, they are.
Yeah, do you know them?
Yeah, they used to work in the mine, they did.
How long ago was this taken then, do you think?
Must have been when the Mardi pit was open, because all then we were working in Mardi.
Oh, Mardi boys, isn't it? But no,
well,
half of Mardi boys.
Ferndale and Mardi. So it must have been taken. And when did the pit close? 1990, I think it was. I know Wilma's using up tower buyout deals.
Trying to think of his name.
Is
now?
He got into a car now, isn't
he? He's working with Kerry, isn't
he? I don't know him, are
you? Working with Kerry, man. Comes up there every Sunday morning.
No fish.
Fish guy. That's right, nice fish. They're doing a couple of
buildings.
Dai Bungalow. Dai Bungalow, I remember that. All I can tell you about that one.
You're asking about this
this year.
Beside
now.
I know. I've seen that face before somewhere.
I don't think it's the school, yeah.
No.
Must be the other valley.
You used to live up here, didn't you? Did you used to come in the bar?
What's it say at the bottom
there? Think camp with a scorpion around there. Like, you know, now we rugby side football club. They must have won the same side thing, champion.
Did you go to school around here?
Yeah, Trogby
camp. I did. Pontygwaithfell school I went to. But then I got transferred onto St. Caelan. St. Caelan where school and then...
Do you remember his name?
I mean, down to Ridvelin then.
Was school, you know, a good time for you? Did you like
it? Enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
What, you used to have nicknames for your teachers?
Aye.
Some words you can't say on the mic.
Tell me about your teachers.
Well, most of mine were alright to me, because the good discipline school in Dwellin was. Any trouble, you had to play rugby all the time, like you didn't play football. No. You only compete in rugby, you wouldn't make a football team up.
Why was that then?
I don't know. We kept asking them, like, but they wouldn't do it. They'd say rugby's a Welsh sport, so you're in a Welsh school, you play rugby.
Is it all rugby down the valleys, or is it just...
No,
it's changed,
it was soccer. Mostly football when I was in school.
Was it?
Mostly football, yeah. I had trials for the Rhondda. When I was in school, I had failure trials for Rhondda, but...
I played for Rhondda in rugby when I was in school, yes. When I was playing in St. Caelan.
Mostly football over our school, and the Welsh was... Because say we had...
So you've got three Welsh schools over, there,
No, I'm just saying I was in English school, the comprehensive school. We'd only have about two lessons a week. Mm. A Welsh, and that'd be half hour. Each lesson. So we had no, you know what I mean, there's no way we could learn the Welsh speaking language in the time we was in school with 2 half hour lessons.
Different with us.
Every week,
see? We used to do everything.
You get my point there now?
Did your parents speak Welsh?
No, my parents.
No, mine don't. My grandmother used to.
Yeah, same as mine.
my grandfather never, because he was from Surrey, like.
And when I went up Carmarthen way, canvassing with Corona soft drinks, we was in this pub one night, and there's two lecturers from the, you know, from the college, coming to the same pub, and they turned around and said to me, they said, "Can't you speak Welsh?" And I said, "Because everybody else is speaking Welsh, like, you know."
Yeah.
I said, "No." And we started arguing back and forth, like, you know. And I said, "If I was taught fluent, like you taught up here, I said, I'd be speaking Welsh."
Yeah.
And he turned around and said, quieting down then, he said, "You know, this is the honest truth," he said, "you sound more Welsh than what me levels on."
He
turned around and said to me, "You sound more Welsh than what we'll ever sound."
The way I was talking.
He thought that I could speak, when he heard me talking, like, he thought I could speak it fluent, you know what I mean?
Right. From your accent, then.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a pity Welsh
is
gone, you know, from the valley,
a little
bit?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is, because...
I agree with that. That's what I was arguing. While arguing with anybody, they're not getting taught enough in the school.
Mm.
Perhaps they are now. I don't know. But my daughter comes home. She turned around and said to me that... she is taking up Welsh.
Yeah.
And she said she's not getting taught enough. To progress.
Anyway, it was, if she was in the Welsh, because in the Welsh school, you taught everything in Welsh. You take French, you don't translate the French into English, you translate it back to Welsh.
Hmm.
It's the same with Latin, you wouldn't translate it. Anything you translate from Welsh, when you was in having an English class, and I would be, say, 2 hours a week, like, other than that, everything was in Welsh.
Do you hear Welsh spoken now in
Mardy
at all? People speak
some, yes,
speak
the old people.
Yeah, the old people.
My auntie, she goes chopping on her. She, if I see her, like, we have it, she'd talk to me in Welsh, and, you know. But then she goes to chopping, and she sees her friend. They talk Welsh. Most of the old people, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of us living up here. We all went to the Welsh school, like. Some of us went to Llanari, and some went to Rydvelin, like, because there wasn't enough room in one school. But when we was in Llancelyn, that's when some had to go down to Llanari, and the others to Rydvelin, because that's a field, rugby field there now. We used to play our old matches, and I was in Llancelyn school.
Yeah. There's no changes from that time, isn't
there? Right, the thing, you know, isn't it? What do you call it? Dual carriage right there, isn't it? Or... The only thing is still there is part of the pit.
Where's that exactly now?
That's the Lewis Murtha. Poor. But they got a thing, I know, the Heritage Park and a restaurant. None of that's there. You can see the post there, you still got the rugby pitch there now.
You said
Rydvelin
was the
politician
there now. Was that
Harrison
there?
Yeah. At the moment,
Have politicians, you know, done enough for
I never see old MP up here. Alan Rogers, never see him do. Didn't even know the surgery up here, you all was in Ferndale. The only ones who hold the thing up here is
Labour Party, isn't
Labour,
it?
Annette Davis.
Mm.
You don't hold it in here. And what's his name? Bryn Jones. The old surgery up here sometimes, isn't he?
That's not the MP, but Labour.
He's a Labour for the Rhondda, like. Arnold Rogers, never see him. Never seen him about that.
He's the MP, yeah.
He's the MP for Ronde Vach.
Where does he...
He used to live in Taylorstown. He's never around, no.
That was a long time ago.
I watched it on telly the other day. 1936. It was on a Friday.
1936.
Yeah.
March to London.
Western Examiner.
Hyde Park, I think it was, wasn't it?
That was Commons, wasn't it?
It was a All Out Lives. It was on a Friday night.
Yes.
There was a fella on there from Merthyr saying that they all marched up there to Hyde Park, and the Scottish ones and the English marchers and the Welsh marchers, they tossed a coin to see who was going to lead the procession, and the Welsh won the toss and he went first. Like, I watched, it was show that I did. Because some of the banners. That Porth banner was there from New Affairs, guy was on about the when you're gonna get door in it.
My father's
a Māori. He finished in 1985, retired. And then he worked in a private mine and got laid off last week. So,
what did they tell you about? Did they encourage you to go into mining?
No, my father stopped me.
I don't want to go down there.
He said not to go,
Me, my brother. Well, I got three brothers. Myself, four. I told the four of us, he said, we don't want you going down nowhere near any better. My father said when he was working for Fit.
Why was that then? Is it was hard or...?
Well, he knew what happened to his father.
A lot of danger down there.
And my mother knew what happened to her father.
Yes.
And that's why he said, I didn't want the same thing happening. Although they're more modernised now, he said, there's no way you went down there.
Yes.
So the sergeant, there's two then, I was both 60.
Right.
One has got to go before 12.
Right. What's the time now? Oh, yeah. Well, we're finishing in a couple of minutes now.
Okay. Okay.
My father, he didn't want me going down there. Because he said it. It wasn't so Māori. He said the conditions weren't so bad, like, but... You know, we went into a private mine and he said, like in the old days, terribly, using pick and shovel to fill a drum, yeah.
Who was this private
mine
then?
He's working for Ryan's, he was.
So the company is taking over now?
No, it's not mine, yeah. He was working in...
Getley, no?
Getley first.
Yeah.
Then they transferred him over to... On Clune, is it? In by Neath.
That's right, I'm from the Neath family.
Yeah, over the Llyn, he was working.
Yeah.
And last week he laid him off. No work.
I can remember this.
My father saying to me, I've always been on the buildings.
Yeah.
And come out to work now. And there, you know, you could opt from job to job, but the building trade went a bit slack. So we had an interview down to Lewis Merthyr, when I would just point it out there now. And we told our father, me and my brother, that we got interviewed on Lewis Merthyr. We went down, and we come back. He said, "How did you get off?" He thought they were going to tell us there's no jobs, but he. They told us he was going to send a trainer.
Yeah.
Come back home and told my father that.